Got more chances for you to qualify to see the Strokes in Japan on the way on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? Talking about the Long Beach Grand Prix today. Coachella weekend 2 is this weekend. I saw something in a car chase, and I don't know the odds of this, that I've never seen before. Going to give you some highlights of that. In Florida, there's a story about a delivery robot getting crushed. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to see Bleachers twice. Once at a private show Tuesday here at the K-Rock Sound Space, and the other time at the Troubadour in September. And we will continue to qualify you to see the Strokes. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, dude, lame.
It's the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up with Florida? A food delivery robot got crushed by a train, and this is my favorite reaction ever. Guy that took the video.
No!
Another chance for you to win tickets to see the Strokes when they come to Just Like Heaven and also get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Japan coming up in a little under 20 minutes on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the it's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida?
The food delivery robot gets stuck on the Brightline train tracks and is smashed.
It was all caught on camera, so our Local 10's Brett Neese speaking to residents in the area about it. He is live in Fort Lauderdale with more on what this could all be about. Brett.
My favorite kind of newscast. They talk about a story, but instead of having information on it, they ask people in the neighborhood what they think.
Well, Caroline and Ginny, so many of these food robots are able to get through busy intersections like this one in Fort Lauderdale. They're able to do it safely. But this particular robot stuck on the tracks. It met its match, and it begs the question, has the technology behind some of these robots outpaced public safety?
I mean, not to nitpick, but public safety was fine. Just crushed a food delivery robot.
A helpless food delivery robot stuck on the tracks as a train barrels towards it. Unable to do anything for the little guy, bystanders can only watch as the train...
Now they show it to you in slow motion. It really destroys that little guy.
Crushes it. And whatever food was inside.
That's my favorite guy. Now, why aren't we interviewing that guy? He's the guy that took the video.
The impact enough to cause the Brightline to come to a temporary stop.
No!
Okay, ma'am, what are your thoughts on this?
Scary, and I mean, glad it's just a robot, but that it needs to be better managed.
All right, it needs to be better managed so it doesn't stop on the train tracks. Got it.
I think the robot should have gotten out of the way.
Okay, all right. The robot didn't decide today was the day and go out to the train track and stand there and wait for sweet death. Think I would chalk it up to a malfunction, perhaps.
As more and more of these food robots hit the sidewalks, more and more have issues, like this one.
Look, we found some video of another one that was having small problems.
Its wheels stuck off the side of the curb. Fortunately for it, two people passing by stopped to save it and with a pat on the back, sent it on its way.
Should we call them heroes?
I think sometimes these cameras where it's self-driving autonomous vehicles, yeah, they can't really see the full picture of what's going around.
Right. It can't see 360 degrees around it like we can.
Automated AI, all of that is really, really scary. I think people need to be a little more concerned than they are.
Automated and AI and all of those things that seem scary. People should care.
And now they're taking over Fort Lauderdale, receiving mixed reactions from those who live here.
All right, now we're going to go to talk to people about the ones that work, not the one that got destroyed.
I used to work on Brickell. We saw them all the time. Again, it's taking away jobs for others, delivery especially, delivery people.
All right, I can see that point.
But it is convenient in a way, especially if you can't leave the office and you need food delivered to you. So I think, you know, it has pros and cons just like everything else.
Wait, that was the same woman arguing that it takes jobs away, but it's nice to have stuff delivered. Like, has pros and cons, like everything else. All right, here's the guy that they didn't interview, the guy who got the video of the robot delivery thing being crushed by the train. And I love him.
Oh, it's going to crush it. Oh, it's going to crush it.
It's going to crush it.
Oh, it's going to crush it.
It crushed it. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy, you're caller 20.
Oh, thank you. I've been trying.
Well, it paid off. You got tickets to see the Strokes at Just Like Heaven, and you're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see them again at Summer Sonic Festival in Japan.
That would be insane. I've never been to Japan.
Nor have I.
Well, let's all go.
Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I'm a little bit late on this, but I do want to mention Alex Vesia and the team. The Dodgers had an emotional healthcare appreciation night at Dodger Stadium. I think it was Tuesday. It had special meaning for reliever Alex Vesia and his wife, Kayla. The evening honored the healthcare workers who supported the couple during the birth and the unfortunate passing of their daughter, Sterling. And during the game, Vesia thanked the group of healthcare workers, greeting them with hugs on the field. They all wore custom T-shirts with the Dodgers logo and Sterling's initials. And then Alex got brought in to save the game.
Vesia looking for his second save of the season. Yeah, what a special night it would be for him to do that. All the healthcare staff that he and his wife Kay brought here to the ballpark, all the nurses that were there with them during those such tough days with their daughter Sterling passing away last fall. The 0-2. What a way, just like that. Vesia delivers. Bichette swings and misses. Two out. Going crazy up there. Did he go? He did. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Alex Vesia slams the door in the ninth.
Look up there. That entire suite is here for you. How special is it to share this healthcare appreciation night with the team that supported you and your wife so closely?
Yeah, I'm gonna cry, man. This is a very emotional day. Everyone up there played a very, very, very big part. Kay and I are just so happy to be able to at least share today, for me to get a save. It's unbelievable. Cool.
We have a new music feature here on K-Rock. It's the 420 catch of the day. Coming up an hour from right now, a brand new song to introduce you to on K-Rock. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. There was a car chase early this morning.
That Los Alamitos area had slowed down quite a bit in the last couple of moments. It was an extremely high rate of speed.
Something happened in a car chase early this morning that I've never seen before. Details coming up on K-Rock. I love car chases, probably more than I should. My friends text me, car chase, Channel 7. And I put it on immediately, and I've watched more than my share of car chases, which is why when something happens that I've never seen before, it kind of sticks out.
Well, John, the vehicle just got off onto the 605 freeway southbound from the 91 East, so through Long Beach, now onto the 605 South, headed down that Los Alamitos area. And it slowed down quite a bit in the last couple of moments. It was at an extremely high rate of speed.
So by now, the car is starting to, it looks like, stop. It's slowing down a tremendous amount and kind of pulling over onto the shoulder.
Came back stolen out of downtown. LAPD was on this on the 10 freeway and then onto the 405 freeway southbound where they tried to spike strip and it didn't work at 405 at National.
What a crazy thing it is to try the spike strips on a freeway while it's open. It was early this morning, but that's wild.
Good, but this is the first time we've seen the car slow down so much. We only think the driver's on board. It's really hard to tell for certain, but
you're trying to guess whether there's a passenger or not.
That's what CHP thinks, and now it looks like the suspect may just be giving themselves up, pulling off to the shoulder.
And this is where it goes all wacky. It looks like the guy is sticking his hands out of his front window, kind of to show the cops that he's all right.
Boy, it looks like they're outside the window looking at the police, making some gestures.
So the car has not fully pulled over yet. It is still moving.
Oh, my goodness. Getting out of the vehicle while the car is still moving.
While the car is moving, he gets out of the driver's window and up on top of the car. So now he's, what do you call it, ghost riding the whip? I don't think so anymore. He's on top of the car, which is still moving.
At a pretty good rate of speed, and then jumping off the car.
So he's not trying to give up. He's trying to run by getting out of the driver's seat and climbing on top of his own car and then jumping off.
And off to the shoulder. So fortunately, the vehicle is stopping. And then you see CHP right behind him. They're going to have the suspect in custody here in just a moment.
I've never seen a worse runner. I've never seen anybody. Maybe he hurt himself jumping off the car. But he got like 6 or 7 steps before the cops caught him.
But boy, the vehicle is still slowly moving. CHP officers rushing to try and get in that car and to stop it before it causes a hazard for other people on the freeway. And fortunately, they were able to do that. So, boy, this came to a stop without incident. The suspect is in custody. We don't believe that anyone was hurt, but, boy, that was bizarre.
I consider myself a connoisseur of car chases, and I've never seen that before.
Ooh, never seen that before. The suspect climbing out of the window, getting on top of the car while it's still moving, and then jumping off and trying to get away. That didn't work. The suspect is now in custody.
I mean, he tried something new, so points for that, but it didn't work.
My disappointment is immeasurable.
Same.
And my day is ruined.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday with Three Things at Four coming up.
I'm going to tell you about a new trend where guys are smashing their own faces with hammers. Yep. Yep.
I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Megan Holliday is here now with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, there is a new trend where guys are smashing their own faces with hammers to looks max, believing that it will make them look more chiseled, and doctors are very worried. Here is the story.
It's a bizarre trend that's hard to believe. These young men are hitting themselves in the face with hammers, even saucepans. Get this, they think it will improve their looks. It's called looks maxing, and it's being promoted on social media by 20-year-old Braden Peters, a controversial influencer who calls himself clavicular and has 800,000 followers.
You gotta hit the chin hard.
He spoke his off-the-wall message on 60 Minutes Australia.
When you break down a bone, it grows back stronger. So you're intentionally creating these traumas. Typically on your cheekbones, your chin.
I spoke with Beverly Hills plastic surgeon, Dr. Michael Zarabi.
What do you make of this trend of looks maxing and taking a hammer to your own face?
You can damage muscles and cause permanent muscle injury. You can even damage nerves that can result in facial weakness or even areas of numbness. And in extreme examples, you can even damage the brain and cause, for example, a concussion. So it's absolutely not the right thing to do.
I feel like there's already damage in the brain if you're hitting your face.
1,000%.
With a hammer.
So out of control.
Wow.
All right, number two. A 35-year-old bride named Gemma Monk in Kent, England, had black paint thrown over her face and her $3,000 wedding dress just moments before she was supposed to walk down the aisle. The person who did it was her sister-in-law, Antonio Eastwood, who carried out a premeditated revenge attack tied to a family feud from some years before. Eastwood believed that Monk had tried to trip her during her own wedding in 2023, and tensions escalated so much that she wasn't even invited to this ceremony. Despite the attack, Monk cleaned herself up, changed into another dress, and still married her longtime partner, Ken Monk, and about two hours later. Eastwood later admitted criminal damage received a 10-month suspended sentence, 160 hours of community service, compensation payments, and a restraining order. And that is not a dysfunctional family at all.
No.
Not whatsoever.
Pretty solid.
Number three, it is Friday, so we like to highlight new movies that are coming out over the weekend. You got The Mummy, which is a darker reboot of the classic. It follows a family whose missing daughter mysteriously returns years later and brings back something terrifying from the desert. Mother Mary, a pop star drama starring Anne Hathaway and Hunter Schafer, about a famous singer reconnecting with her estranged former collaborator just before a major comeback performance. And Normal, Bob Odenkirk plays a temporary sheriff in a small town in Minnesota who uncovers a conspiracy involving the Japanese mafia. I'm Megan Holliday, and that was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Somber is back at it this weekend at Coachella on Saturday night. He played Potential, which is the name of this song, last weekend at Coachella. It's a brand new song, and he also released some concert dates. October 9th at the Honda Center, October 10th at the Forum. This is Potential, and it is Somber, and it is the 420 Catch of the Day on K-Rock. That is a new song from Somber called Potential. It is the 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. We want you to see the Strokes when they play Just Like Heaven here in Southern California.
And get you on the standby boarding list. See them again in Japan. It's going to be your final chance to make that happen coming up on K-Rock.
We have a private show with Bleachers on Tuesday night at the K-Rock Sound Space.
So we're getting you into that along with their show The Troubadour in September. And we're going to tell you how to do that during 5 o'clock story time. It's coming up on K-Rock.
I love this ending. It is Tool on 106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ, Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. Let's talk about being in the pit for a second, because Turnstile played last weekend. It was the first time I ever saw them. And there's no real pit for Turnstile. You're kind of, if you're in the crowd, you're kind of in the pit.
You're in a massive pit.
Yeah.
But then there are little, there are sub pits all throughout the crowd.
Yes.
And you were in the one where we were.
Yes. And it wasn't the best idea. Because I will admit, I was a little dizzy. Just a bit.
I couldn't believe
things
you were
spinning
there.
Just a little bit. And I was like, maybe this isn't the best time to do this. But I went in twice. And the second time, something happened that I was really amazed by. And that is somebody found a set of keys.
Yes.
And can you imagine losing your keys at Coachella?
Oh my God, that's the biggest nightmare in the world.
So the song's still going on, and the guy holds up the keys, and this is when it was starting to get a little darker, and two or three other people put their flashlights on the keys.
Oh my gosh.
And everybody in the area, like, sort of stopped. Not really, but sort of. And then a guy came over and goes, oh, those are mine. And then they just went back to moshing.
Yes!
And I was like, that's so great. That's such the opposite of the idea that people think that they're in there to hurt other people.
Right.
You know, it's just a happy energy. It's
exactly.
Really great.
Especially at a band like Turnstile.
Yes.
That hardcore community, everybody looks out for each other.
Big way.
Yes.
Really, really impressive.
Honestly. And there's kids. There's a lot of kids that go see Turnstile too. And it's an awesome environment.
So we're going to take your phone calls.
Really quick, can we just also talk about how you walked out and you had blood on your arm when you walked out? Yeah. Okay, he had blood on his arm. Kevin went hard in the pit, guys.
I don't know what happened. Honestly, I have no idea how that happened. We're going to talk about what happened in the pit. 800-520-1067. I was in one other pit where something memorable happened, and it was Slayer.
Oh, what?
So okay. I'm standing in the pit, and I see Aisa across the way, who used to be our promotions director.
Yeah.
And I love her. And I was like, hey. And the next thing I knew, I was staring up at the sky. I just got flattened.
No. Oh, no.
Happy to see you, staring at the sky. And then I looked back at Aisa, and she was laughing.
Oh,
it was the funniest thing she ever saw.
You stopped the momentum of the pit, and you got taken out.
I did.
Oh, my God.
I did. And there were two
so
guys
good.
There who helped me up.
Oh,
they were like,
so
come
nice.
On. Let's, come on. What are you doing? Come on. Idiot.
I wish I could see it.
So what happened in the pit? That is the question. 800-520-1067 for your call. Calls and or texts.
And for the best call, you're going to see Bleachers in the K-Rock Sound Space on Tuesday and then see them again at the Troubadour in September.
What happened in the pit? 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls if you were in the pit.
At 800-520-1067.
Hi, I was in the pit at Punk in the Park and I almost was killed, but a hand of God reached down through the crowd and saved me.
Oh my God, what band were you watching?
The Bronx.
You were watching the Bronx. And you went down.
The Bronx. Yeah, I went down. And the hand of God, some big guy, raised, like, blocked enough people to get me up. I would have been trampled. I was dead.
Wow. There's good people out there.
There are good people out there.
Yeah.
And they're in the pit.
Good people.
Yep.
Yeah, they are. We are.
What happened in the pit? That is the question today at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call, you're going to see Bleachers here at the K-Rock Sound Space on Tuesday and see them again at the Troubadour in September.
All right, what happened in the pit?
Yeah, one time me and my brother, we were at a concert, and we were running around in the pit or whatever, and this girl decided to tie her shoe. And we thought she was going to get trampled over and, you know, get hurt, but three or like four big dudes got behind her and shielded her while she tied her shoe.
Yes.
While this mosh pit was actively running around.
I love
yes,
that.
Yes, I believe it because, you know, I've been on the peripheral of the pit a lot of the times and guys will stand there and they'll shield me and make sure I'm okay.
Yep, that happens all the time.
I love it.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so it's 2007, Project Revolution, Linkin Park.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm under a 10-guy pile. I don't know how I got there, but I'm wearing, like, a bright turquoise tank top. And my best friend found me, pulled me out of there. He gets me out, and one of my Converse is gone.
Oh, no. You lost the shoe.
So he makes a plan going back in. So he runs back in. I guess some guy across the pit was holding up my shoe. And said, shoo, shoo. And he's like, mine. Offers the Converse across like 20 people. And my friend gets it and gives me my shoe back.
I love it so much.
That is a punk rock Cinderella story right there.
It was insane. It was so much fun.
K Rock, hello.
So this was one of the first Coachella. I was seeing Sonic Youth.
All right, Sonic Youth.
The girl at that time, she smoked something behind my back with someone next to her. She then got way out of it, goes down, and when she's going down, she grabs and pulls my pants, rips most of my pants, and my butt cheeks were showing, and I was just so pissed off because it ruined the whole show. From that point on, I was holding my pants the entire time while she was out of it.
And now you're married to her, right?
That's another story.
No, okay. All right. K-Rock, hello.
I'm calling with a pit story.
Yes, what happened in the pit?
Okay, I'm going to age myself, but I was like 16 years old, and I was at Billy Idol at the Palladium. This was in the 80s.
Oh, okay. My God.
And my best friend and I, we were at in the pit, and it got a little crazy and gnarly, and she had white high-top Converse tennis shoes on, and we left after being stuck in there for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
When we got out of the pit, both of her Converse high-top tennis shoes were missing from her feet.
How do you lose high-tops?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
My pit story is I went to see Carol Acoustic Christmas at the Universal Amphitheater, and I want to say 2000.
Okay.
Coldplay was the headliner, and Yellow was the big song.
I'm going to have to stop you right there. There's no hit at Coldplay during Yellow.
Nope.
That's just not a thing. All right, we are taking your phone calls on what happened in the pit.
Hello. So my niece, or what do you call my niece's daughter? So like second niece?
Your niece's
like
daughter. I don't know, but I'm with you.
Yeah. All right. So I'm visiting them for the first time, and there's a festival there. And I think I'm just badass and being cool with the little one who's five, never met me before. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to put her on my shoulders and we're going out into the pit.
So your niece's daughter is five and she's on your shoulders and you're going to the pit.
Sounds safe. Oh, no.
I drop my sunglasses.
You drop your sunglasses. I already can envision where this is going. Uh-huh.
So all I did was bend forward. Her head banged the ground.
What are you talking about?
You bent down to pick up your sunglasses with your niece's daughter on your shoulders, sir.
The worst part is...
We're not at the worst part?
She scurried away on all fours. She like...
You've given a family member permanent brain damage. I just want you to know that.
No, because I found her. Well, no, I didn't find her. Someone else found her.
Of course you didn't find her. She was running from you.
She championed broken sunglasses. She held them up and said, I found them. She's 5 years old.
Yeah, she's too good for you.
Yeah, really. You're banned as far as I'm concerned.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, I was at Closer to the Sun in Mexico, and Slightly Stupid was playing, and they decided to go ahead and throw a good old ska punk rock, and I was like, oh, I gotta go rush to the pit. So I'm rushed to the pit, it's all on the sand, and me and my buddies are all doing a good little circle, and I was like, oh, this seems like a good time to just jump around. So I jumped around, and when I did it, some big old dude just slammed right into me, and I saw myself going straight into the sand. I'm like, I'm about to get trampled by these big-ass dudes. And sure enough, my buddy comes up behind me, swoops me up before I hit the ground, throws me onto my friend's back, and I get a piggyback ride in the pit.
Oh, my God.
How fast is your friend? Are you friends with the Flash?
And then they said they saw me just throw my drink at my husband and just start running to the pit. And they were like, hell yeah, let's go. So they pretty much followed me into the pit. You know, I'm not like the lightest person ever, but I just felt like I was so weightless. And I was like, how am I not falling? And I realized it's my buddy, and all he does is throw me onto my other buddy's back, and I get a piggyback ride.
That's pretty cool.
God, that's a magical experience.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You're lucky to be alive.
In the sand pit, too. It's a sand pit.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. All of these pit stories have made me so happy.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same. It's
great.
Such a great energy.
I think we got to go with...
I mean, we got to go with
we
sand.
We got to go sand pit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's magical.
Yep.
And this is Kelsey.
Kelsey, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Congratulations. You are our winner.
Nice.
Yeah. You're going to come see Bleachers on Tuesday here in the K-Rock Sound Space and then at the Troubadour in September.
All right. Heck yeah. Well, I mean, Sam Pitt for the win.
Yeah.
Sam Pitt
yeah.
for the win, indeed. Yeah. We have one more chance for you to see the Strokes at Just Like Heaven.
And get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Japan. Caller 20 coming up next. Let's do it. It's K-Rock.